This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It's 97.3 Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. I keep thinking it's Thursday. Like all morning, I keep just...
It's Thursday.
Wanting it to be Thursday?
I guess so.
I don't disagree with you, but...
Hope day? I don't know. Can't seem to get my head around it. I keep thinking, oh, God, I didn't get the laundry done. Oh, no. Everything will be fine. It'll be fine. Just getting back in the swing of things. Day three of broadcasting for 2021 for us. And I did feel like today we're sort of back hitting our stride. Although it sounds like neither one of us got a great night's sleep last night. So
nope. Yeah. No, I was. That's a true story. She came to bed early, and I sat there like, I think I'm breathing loud. Man, I'm rolling over too much. I'm so self-conscious. Can you leave?
Could you go sleep in my other room?
I didn't go to that, but I. It's weird. I'm not used to. I'm usually sound asleep when she comes to bed.
Right.
I don't know what this new. She's turned over a new leaf. Is that right?
She's trying to get more sleep. Well, she needs it. I mean, she gets up early too. Not like you do, but you know, she.
No, she. I've often said she should go to bed earlier, but I think that she also has from say 9 o'clock to 12.
Yes,
the house is hers.
Yes.
For all I know, she goes over the back fence and meets with boys. I mean, I don't know what's going on after.
Or just opens the front door, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't have... All the cameras are on her phone, not mine, so...
Right.
She could be up to anything. I, of course, would be caught in 2 seconds, because...
You're the loudest person anyone knows.
Well,
so
that's true. Also, she has all the cameras.
Oh,
our
right,
house is surrounded by cameras. So
she doesn't even need
there's
the cameras
no sneaking out of my
to
house.
To know where you are. Everyone knows exactly where Vinny is.
Right.
Oh, you know what's funny is I was actually just singing along with that song. And I got to, you know, my kid is actually complaining. My kid's bedroom is on the other side of the wall, kind of behind me. Mm-hmm. And he has said, I can hear you singing in the morning. Can you be more quiet? I'm like, well, I got headphones on. I don't know how loud I'm being. I'm just singing.
Buy your own house, kid.
Yeah, get your own. Exactly. Hey, how about you move out? How's that
Here's
sound?
An idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you bleep off?
Here's an idea. Earplugs. How about that? It's not like you have an alarm to get up to. Come on. Anyway, good morning, everyone. We hope you're having a good morning. I hope your mom's not keep waking you up by singing.
Look at your middle finger for me. Thanks.
Just keep looking. Keep walking. Keep
you
looking.
You little turd. Sheesh. Yeah, I've heard that as well, though. As you say that, my kid is...
Yes.
She does school on the other side of the door, and she often says, is there any way you can be a little quieter? Nope.
Yeah, sorry.
No, there isn't.
Is there any way you can help me pay the mortgage?
Right.
This is how I'm paying it. So the Johnny Mosley Pod is our sponsor for this look at the celebrity trash. I just posted up, and Vinny, I tagged you in it, but I'm not sure how tagging works on Instagram video, Instagram TV, whatever, IGTV. So he did this montage, like a Rocky IV side-by-side montage of all the stuff Rocky did to train, and, you know, the training montage in every Rocky film. And Bryn did such a good job.
Oh, thanks.
So even as I was posting, I was watching cackling. Like, oh, God, it's so cute. So please, we need followers on the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram. I think that people type in Johnny Mosley, and then Johnny just pops up, and they just follow him. Follow the pod. There's all kinds of fun little things and stuff from Bryn and me and Guitar John are on there. So, and, of course, Johnny. You get a solid dose of Johnny. Follow both. But Johnny, at Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram is where you'll find this video. And it's just, he's such a goofball. At one point, Vinny, he's chopping, in the montage, Rocky actually fells a tree. He's chopping a tree. And Johnny has found this sort of bent over branch in the woods covered in snow. And he's hacking at it. I mean, I get that it's a movie, so it's fake. He didn't really chop the tree down. But it's just, he just can't even get a chip out of the thing. And then after hitting it for, I don't know, 30 seconds, then he stands there like,
staring at his watch.
Staring at his watch to see what his heart rate is. And it just keeps going on and on. He's just staring at his wrist.
Hey, that's part of the workout, all right? To monitor your heart rate.
You have to see it. I mean, I know we're laughing and it doesn't sound that funny, but it's, oh my God. Anyway, at Johnny Mosley Pod, please won't you follow and listen to the podcast. New episodes every Wednesday. Is the episode up yet today?
It'll be up in half an hour.
Okay, great. Catch an all new episode on the radio.com app. Johnny Mosley. I wonder, he meant it to be funny, right? That was.
I thought it was like part of the workout. You know, you do want to monitor your heart rate to make sure you're getting a good workout.
I just mean all the things.
Oh, all the things. Yeah, I'm sure that was supposed to be funny of him mocking the Rocky montage.
Okay. Tanya Roberts. We'll start there. Tanya Roberts was a Bond girl. She was also on a season or so of the original Charlie's Angels, and she is more recently known as playing Midge, Donna's mom, on That 70s Show. Is Donna Mila Kunis?
No, she's the other one.
Donna's the redhead?
Alicia Witt. So, okay, that makes sense. They actually kind of look alike now that I think about it. So Tanya played her mom, and I guess she was not on regularly, but, you know, a recurring character. Monday morning, we got news that she had died. And
there's Donna.
Oh, there's Donna. Okay. There's Alicia Witt. I just saw a Hallmark movie. Maybe I shouldn't say this.
I watched
a Hallmark movie. And Alicia
Witt. So you're my mom.
No,
right.
No, I'm not. I think, did I tell you this? Joy, our friend Joy.
Oh, yeah. You did tell us.
Okay. Yeah. She's like, for some reason, she insisted that I watch this movie. And I was like,
and you hated
that.
It.
No, well, no, it's there's nothing to hate. It's the least offensive thing you could ever watch on TV.
That's why people watch that.
Yeah, is this right? There's nothing. There's no nothing in there. Like, even there's not even a struggle for them to get together. They just meet and then they like each other and then they get together. And that's it. I was like, there's no
spoiler alert.
No spoiler. There's apparently that's what happens on Hallmark movies. People are happy. Very little chagrin.
This sucks.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's where I know Alicia Witt from, not from That 70s Show. I missed That 70s Show. I guess I just wasn't the right age or it wasn't the right time in my life. Because, you know, a lot of people. Were you a That 70s Show fan? Are you that age, Bryn?
Oh, me? No. I mean, I'm probably that age. I just wasn't watching.
What about Full House? Did you watch Full House?
I did watch Full House.
I think
House.
Of those as being the same time period. But
oh,
maybe
no.
I'm...
Full House was when I was a kid. That 70s Show was fairly recent, I think.
Like 90s?
More recent, yeah. Yeah. Or 2000s, I think. Right?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even know. Anyway, Tanya Roberts, long story short, she is dead, it turns out. However, there was, by yesterday, it was an unknown. You could Google Tanya Roberts and click news and look at the feed, and every other source said she's dead, she's alive, she's dead, she's alive. It turns out, according to her partner, now this is the guy we all saw with no teeth and sores and
really what's his name again?
I can't even remember
from
his name.
Harry Potter.
Oh yeah,
oh,
Peter Pettigrew. That's his name. I'm not going to look up his name. So it's Lance O'Brien, by the way. She was 65 years old, and she some kind of a issue like on Christmas Day, and then she and downhill from there. He had thought she died. Here he is, crying with relief as the hospital said she was still alive, even though he'd left and thought she had died in his arms. So Tanya Roberts did die Monday, according to most sources now, at Cedars-Sinai, after they had recanted that she died, and it looks like she died Monday evening. So that's the latest on that.
And not from COVID.
No, not, but with respiratory problems.
Right.
So I don't know if it was a heart issue or what it was, and she hadn't had an illness leading up to it, and as far as they're saying now, not from COVID.
All right.
You know, say. So there's that, and if anything changes, we'll let you know. If you liked The Queen's Gambit, this is a good story for you. If you haven't watched The Queen's Gambit yet, it's on Netflix. You got to watch this. You'd think, why would I want to watch a chess movie? It's weirdly great. I really enjoyed it. So the star of it is a woman by the name of Anya Taylor-Joy. And one of the coolest things about the whole thing is that it's set in, I don't know, like 60s and 70s. So they are the fashions and the houses, and just stylistically, it's really a cool show to watch. And apparently she got to keep a lot of her wardrobe from the show, with the caveat that I guess it's being displayed in some museum at this point. So after it's been looked at, then she can have these pieces.
Well, it's for sure, in a weird way, a period piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
It's set in the 60s, and so everything is sort of that style. Mm-hmm. And I love that style, so it's really cool. I could see why it might be put on display. I can see that I don't know if there's award shows. I don't know what's going to happen this year, if those will even happen. But
right.
I could see it getting costume and set design awards. Some of the hotel they found in Mexico when she goes there is spectacular. And I don't know if it's legit or that's just a set. I don't know what that is. But a lot of the stuff is really cool. They clearly worked hard on it.
Clearly. I agree. I mean, that is just, it's a quality show. I was watching... I was watching something like a retrospective of the last decade on one of the news channels or whatever, and they were talking about how TV has become what you want to do. It used to be that TV was sort of the ugly stepsister of movies. Like, what you wanted to be was a movie star. That was
want to do as an actress or an actor.
Yes, as an actress or an actor. Like, so they were talking to various actors and actresses about this, and I started to think about, like, when did this shift happen? And while TV, I think, has been improving since, because I think streaming has improved it. It's made you able to watch sort of a movie that lasts 8 hours in series form. Like that kind of quality.
Well, and the content too, if you watch a show on any one of the streaming sites, that show is each episode's an hour without commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not only getting a lot of content, say 10 episodes, but you're getting 10
full
hours,
right,
as opposed to 43 minutes.
Right. And I started to think about, like, when did the shift really start to happen? Like, when movie stars started taking roles on television pieces. And the first thing that popped into my mind was that True Detective. Remember that first season of True Detective? I don't know what year that came out. And probably this trend was happening. But I really thought to myself, these are movie stars who have made what essentially amounts to a really long movie. Like, they didn't have to fit it all in an hour and a half to 2 hours.
It's 2014.
Oh, 2014? I guess that sounds right, you know? It's just that now there's no shame in doing TV anymore. People want to do TV. You can take your time with it, and it becomes almost like a day job, I'm sure, because you're putting that kind of time in.
I think we saw a lot of movie stars decide to do TV in really short walk-ons, like with Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Friends had a ton of movie stars
come on
and do a little run. Bruce Willis famously did a run. I think
Brad Pitt was on there.
Wasn't Robin Williams and
Pam Dauber?
No. Robin Williams did it with Billy Crystal, I think. Didn't they both go on there? Or am I just crazy?
I don't know. I don't remember
anyway,
that.
Anyway, I know that that's something that sort of seemed like a neat little treat
right.
for TV watchers.
But, it was almost like, oh my God, a movie star is on the TV show. Like, oh, right. that's so right. weird. Uh-huh. What will that do to their credibility? But yeah, and now it's become this thing where, like, sure, I mean, it's still great to make movies and people love movies. But you're what right, I yeah. really want, oh, let's see. Oh, there they all are. What was the point of them being on there? Did they play themselves or were they characters?
Well, I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
I don't remember this at all. I can't believe you called it, Ben. You're such a big fan of Friends. That's so great.
That's not what it comes out of, but I'm a big fan of Robin Williams is what it comes out of. But anyway, go on.
So anyway, as I was looking at this interview that Anya Taylor-Joy did with Stephen Colbert, and it's a great interview. So if you have seen it already, and she's actually, I didn't know she was English.
Oh,
she seemed like
so you love her even more now.
I love her even more.
The only way you could love her even more is if she were gay.
Yes, that's true. It would be the triumvirate. She's beautiful, English, and gay. Anyway, she's. She's really cute. She talks about how she was on location, I don't know, like in Sweden. She says she was filming something while The Queen's Gambit made its debut on Netflix or whatever it was. It was a Netflix thing, right? So she is up on the side of a mountain barefoot, freezing her ass off, kind of cut off from the world. And she was getting messages from friends like, wow, The Queen's Gambit, people love it, blah, blah, blah. But she was a relatively unknown actress before that started. Like, I really think this is going to be a big breakout for her, even though she's
sure
she's been in some other stuff. She actually did the movie Emma. She did a remake of that, and she was in. She was good in that. She was one of the captives in that movie. I think it's called Split, which is one of those in the series of Mr. Glass and. Mm-hmm. What's the Bruce Willis character and all that? Or am I mixing up my movies?
No, Bruce Willis is in it. I can't remember. But I don't remember her from that movie at all. In Queen's Gambit, she hits
unforgettable.
She peaks.
Right.
That is a woman in full. She is incredible. Not only is it just a good look on her, but she's... I don't know. She's excellent.
She's
pretty, but she's also really good. And I told you a couple of those scenes, they do these long scenes where the camera holds on a person walking and she's just walking and looks. It's not just that she's super pretty.
She's captivating. She's,
yeah. You are just, you can't take your eyes off her
right.
for more than one reason. It's just, she's riveting. So yeah, she's going to go big, I think.
So she talks about how she's on this hillside, you know, mountainside, barefoot in Sweden, freezing her ass off while all this is going on. And then she comes back to the real world and she says, I'm walking down the street in London because that's where she lives. And she's got a mask on and a hat on and a mob around her. Like she's gone from no one knows who I am to they recognize me with a mask and a hat on. Like she's all of a sudden she's as surprised as anyone that she's a huge star. But anyway, it's a great little interview. So if you search Anya Taylor-Joy, you know what, Brent, I'll send you the link to the piece that I looked at and you can post that up. This is just fun. And as I read it, there were a lot of moments in this for me. I'm a SpongeBob fan. I don't know about you. Yeah, I think I like the show, and my kids were young enough that when the SpongeBob SquarePants movie came out in 2004, we went to the theater and saw it. Or I think we went to the theater. I at least went with my older kid. So David Hasselhoff is in it. I had no recollection of this whatsoever because I watched the scene this morning and went, I don't remember it at all. I can't even remember the plot.
Well, there have been more than one movie, so is it possible that's it's different?
No, this is the one I've seen.
Okay.
Yes, whatever the first SpongeBob movie was, that was the one I saw. So in the movie, David sort of rescues them off a beach and gets them to wherever they have to go. And at one point, they are riding on his back, and he's such a good swimmer. Here's the scene, Vin. He's such a good swimmer that he's able to power them through the water. past, I mean, he is just, you can't even see him moving.
Nothing can stop us now.
Yeah. So there they are sitting on his back.
Wonderful.
And that actually a dummy of him. So they've pasted his, you know, somehow through the magic of film, they make his face have reactions. But that is a rubber. Here's the, take a look. This is the replica that's attached to some kind of framework so they could drag it behind a boat, I assume. And go ahead and hit play on that so we can, there's David Hasselhoff.
That's a dummy.
Yeah, there's the real David Hasselhoff. Big Dave. And there's the dummy that they
use. David Hasselhoff, everything goes, even Big Dave.
So, Big Dave.
Oh, so
is,
he's not referring to himself as Big Dave. He's referring to that thing
that he's. Dave. It's a full size, body accurate replica of his body that's attached to some kind of framework that you can, I guess, float in your pool, and then that would be, you know, a piece that you would be able to point to and go, "Hey, look at that! I've got David Hasselhoff's replica in my pool." So I thought, he's auctioning it off. He's actually auctioning off a bunch of stuff. I don't know if he needs money or what he needs. It's all David Hasselhoff memorabilia, and there are a couple weeks left in this auction, and I have a couple things for you to guess here. A, what is the current bid, and what do they expect it to go for? Because it'll blow your socks off. My socks were blown off. Maybe I should say that. Maybe you will know its value. What do they expect it to get, and what is it at right now? Still 2 weeks left in the auction.
This is for the dummy.
For the dummy.
Okay. I'm going to say they expect it to get...
Oh, my God. Look at it.
I'm going to say they expect it to get $5,000.
Oh, boy. You do not know about the rabid... The
no,
fan
that's me
base
guessing that there's rabid fans. There's no way it's going for more than that.
Oh my God,
what could you do
much,
with that?
Look
thing?
How much bigger than life size that is. That,
yeah,
that
it's
the
gigantic.
Head is twice the size of a normal human.
Yeah. Well,
the top bid right now is $120,000.
Oh my gosh!
And they expect it to go for over $750,000. They think it might max out as much as $1.5 million, which is. I don't know what anyone does with it. Like, do you hang it from a high ceiling? Like, I don't know what you do with it.
I don't
oh,
even
my God.
Know.
Look how big it is.
Yeah,
it's so big. No one wants that, David. But people, someone.
Rich
it's getting
people.
At least
I'm sure it's fun at parties. Right?
Is it?
Just laugh about
I
it.
Mean,
yeah,
right?
I mean, rich people, right? There
maybe
it
you attach it in a merry-go-round and people
you
can ride
David
Hasselhoff.
You just talked about Dr. Dre's wife needs $2 million a month to carry her lifestyle, right?
How else is she going to get
the must include random frivolous crap like this in order to spend that much each. I mean, I know that they probably have properties, and yet still, there must be lots of random frivolous crap that people buy to spend that much money.
Oh, it's just, in a weird way, I want it. I want to put it in my garden and let things grow
there
on it,
is.
Watch my cats play
well,
on
put
it.
A bid on it. I loved watching
I
a bid
I
on
can't.
Things
it's
on
already,
eBay. I love it.
It's
what do you
already,
mean it's already? You can't.
It's already at $120,000, man.
You got this.
I also got two kids in college, so maybe in a few years, I'll spend my retirement money on it. Anyway, they expect it to go for as much as $1.5 million. But if you are interested, and you know what, can you put that up on our Instagram page or on Facebook or something? Because people need to see the giant David Hasselhoff dummy. It's just, you just don't know what you're going to see each day when you come in. That's the beauty of this job. Oh my God, look how big it has been. He's on top of it. He's a tiny person on top of it. Why do they have to make it so big? This is incredible.
I'm sure there was a reason.
Well, there must have been.
You know, I you'd think they could have made it doll-sized.
Tiny, right?
Yeah.
Turns out it needed to be enormous. Maybe to cut the wake that it was cutting.
It's a cute scene.
It is. It's adorable. He is getting them where they need to go. All right, that's enough of that nonsense. What's coming up in the news?
New dating app you may want to try after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.